all esoteric pastime, Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita. Something. It's all. Yes, it's a astakalia. Radha and Krishna's pastimes are divided in eight times, eight parts during the daytime. So different acharyas write different poems, meditating on different things. Now Krishna is going, waking up, and Yashoda's, you know, seeing him, and now he's going to take care of the cows, and now he's, you know, meeting with the gopis in the evening, and, you know, so different meditations like that, you know. And so he wrote one of those too, which is very famous. But this is all about the glories, the nectarian glories of Brajadham. So if you actually gone to Vrindavan and done the parikrama around Vrindavan, then you can think of all these places and where they are. It's one of those kind of harmoniums. Oh, so this is like a puzzle. Okay, we're stuck with it. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Gaurinda Gopi Nata Madana Mohan Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalendi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Keshigata Bangsigata Dwadashwakanan Jahasaba Lila Koila Shri Nanda Nanda Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastari Bolabhata Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Vrindavan Dham ke, Baba ke. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhalaya Smurva Karanda Swami Namne. Nice broom. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, 1865? What's that? Huh? Yeah, one of my most conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, I think it's the most, one of the most cited verses Prabhupada ever cites, is 1865. Okay, Manmana. So, yeah. So please repeat. No, that's yeah. Manmana. Thinking of me. Krishna. Krishna's talking. Bhava. Just become. Madbhakto. Madbhaktaha. My devotee. Manmana Baba Madbhakto. Manmana Baba Madbhakto. Matyaji. My worshipper. Mam. Unto me. Namaskuru. Offer your obeisances. So it's very clear what Krishna is saying. Manmana Baba Madbhakto. Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru, Mam, unto me, Eva, certainly, Eshyasi, Eva, Eshyasi, you will come, Satyam, truly, Te, unto you. Mame vaishyasi satyam te.
Mame
vaishyasi satyam te. Pratijane. I promise. Priya. Dear. Asi. You are. Me. To me. Pratijane priyosi me.
Pratijane priyosi me.
Manmana Baba Madbhakto. Madhyajim Nam Namaskuru. Mamai Vaishyasi Satyam Te. Prati Jani Priyosime. So this is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. All these things he said, no? And he says then here, always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. And offer your homage unto me. Thus, you will come to me without fail. Huh? I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. The purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Parampara. And the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of Him and act for Him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. Huh. One should always act in such a way that all his daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is such a pure, who is in such pure Krishna consciousness, will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna, face to face. And this most confidential part of knowledge is spoken by Arjuna because he is dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and attain the same perfection as Arjuna. Right? These words that one should stress, that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and a peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms, as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. Bye. Any comments, questions, complaints? Yes, sir.
Jagannath. How do you resolve that?
Because we're using all those to concentrate on Krishna. Right? When we see all these other forms, we see, Krishna's doing this, Krishna's doing that. In Vrindavan, we're talking about Vrindavan tonight, because it's the Lord's abode. Just like when, the ambassador of India, when he comes to America, he brings India with him. He has his own cook, he has his secretaries, he has his security people, he has his protocol people, his secretaries. And he takes over one whole floor in a hotel. That whole floor becomes little India. Dot, Namaskar. And he brings an abode with him, like that, Probably comes on some Air India jet or something like that. So when Krishna comes, he brings his abode, in Spanish, morada, with him, like that. And so our idea is to go back there. But there you find, where do you find Krishna's pastimes as Ramchandra? Might as well pass them out. Why hesitate? Here we have maps. Our maps are Vrindavan. You pass them out that way. Some go right, some go left. Some go down the center. Okay. This is the supreme abode of Krishna. Tadama Paramam Mama. Haryana. No. Uttar Pradesh. Rajasthan. Yeah. So it's 84 krosh. How many miles in a krosh?
2? 8?
Something like that. I don't know. I remember 2? It's 2 or something like that. But it's like 164 square miles. And it's this area here. Here's Delhi, up here. And down here's Agra. See, in between is, Mathura Mandal. And the boundaries are described in the Adi Varaha Purana. So this is described from the beginning of Satya Yuga. It's known as a sacred place. Dhruva Maharaj, in the Satya Yuga, 4 million years ago, went to do austerities to see God. And Narada Muni sent him to a very auspicious place. Where was that? Madhuvan, which is in here. So in the very beginning, 4 million years ago, was accepted as being a very auspicious place. And so many things were going on. So at one point, during Lord Ramchandra's reign, which occurred during which yuga? Satya, Dreta, Dwapara? Treta Yuga. There was a big demon, living there with his family, kind of like Dracula. It was a very powerful guy. And they were living there because there's so much Shakti power in this area. So they were living in, over here. What was his name? Madhu Rakshasa. And his parents were there. And all the inhabitants were complaining about these disturbances he was causing because they're eating people and, nobody, no king could defeat them. And so they went to Ram in Ayodhya, and then they complained, and Ram said, okay, I'll come and, take care of this problem. But then Shatrughna said, oh, you always get all the fun, let me go, So as he was leaving, the Brahmana said, okay, we know you're God, but this guy is pretty powerful, and especially he has so many celestial weapons, so better to fight with him when he hasn't got these weapons, So Shatrughna got there in the evening, and he saw Madhu Rakshasa headed home for his dinner. A barbecue, he had a big spear with a crocodile, a buffalo, all on his spear, and going home for a nice barbecue, like that. Then Shatrughna said, you're causing problems in this forest. I'm my younger brother of Ram, he's the emperor. You have to leave here and go right away. And Madhurakshasa said, well, what if I don't want to? He said, well, I'll fight with you. You've got to fight with me. And so Madhurakshasa said, well, okay, let me get my weapons. And Shatrughna said, well, what's wrong? You got a spear? Are you afraid? He said, well, So a big fight. It was very ferocious. Went on for a long time. And finally he killed him. Then went back and killed his parents too. And the whole place was secure. Then Shatrughna was the king of Mathura for quite some time before he came back to see Ram like that. So Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga. Who came there? Who came here in the Dwapara Yuga?
Krishna.
So it wasn't just Krishna. Before it was already, the Yadus were there because it was a very wonderful place, you know. Then what incarnation of God went here in the Kali Yuga? Lord Chaitanya. So on the Parikrama, lesson number 43. Right? Yeah. So from the very beginning, it's been known as a spiritual place, you know. So Krishna has pastimes here. As all, everything is here inside of here. Boise, Idaho is inside of Mathura Mandal. You can find it. Really, honestly, you got to look for it, you know, under a rock or something, you know.
Biharvan.
Oh, that one is?
124.
I see. Oh, Nubi Harvan. Okay. Inside of it, though. So where does Krishna have his pastimes as Ram? Where does he play those pastimes?
He forgets.
Ashokvan, he says. But where is that on the map? Let's see, they came back. 1 month walking around, didn't learn anything. All they saw was the dust and, you know, pigs and cows and monkeys. Yeah. Dun 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 dun. No one knows. I know because my name's Hanfer Shakswami. It's on the left, just above the Rajasthan sign, just above Indruli. Where is it? What is it?
Gama.
Come on, Kamyavan, die. And there's an unlimited number of monkeys there. No one can figure out why. And the Ashokvan is there. You can go there. And there's a Lanka. So this is where Krishna was telling Radharani, oh, I was Ram and this and that. They're playing as children. You know, I'm Ram. You know. She says, okay. He becomes Sita. And I guess Sridham, her brother, becomes Ravana and kidnaps her. And, you know, everybody's got to go look for her and find her. And, you know, they can't find her. She becomes more disturbed. And Sridham won't let her go. You know? So these are the original pastimes. But there's so much fun that they just don't want to stop. So they become like ever expanding, ever increasing, ever going on, things like that. So devotee sees these things, and he sees Ram, Sita, as Radha and Krishna, but they're playing like this. And yes, and it's so much fun. So if someone says, oh, actually, you're Radha and Krishna, it's like disturbs the game, you know? Yeah? No, they don't want to know they're Radha and Krishna, right? Yeah? That's one way of looking at it. So when devotee sees different incarnations, expansions, he sees... The original most intense form is Radha and Krishna. You know? Why is Radha and Krishna more original than Sita and Ram? Why is it more elevated form? Huh? Well, why? Why do you say that?
Because he says it himself. And he says it himself in his incarnation. That's mine is the ultimate form, and if we compare like Rama, he kind of cried and he was a little bit emotional in his, and so he says, Krishna says himself that, you know,
yeah,
where
does he say that? Bhagavatam, there's some comments like that, you know. Yeah, about Bhagavatam, but also in the sages of Dandakaranya, they all saw how what a nice position Sita had. You know, Sita was in a very good position to serve Ram like that, as his wife, very intimate position like that. You know, I tell her, right there. Sita had very good opportunities for serving Ram because she could be very intimate with him and like that. So the sages of Dandakaranya also wanted to engage in this Madhurya Ras, this service, but they couldn't do it because Ram took a vow of Ekapatnivrata. So he couldn't accept their service in that mode. So he said, well, in the future you're going to incarnate as Krishna. And can we be your consorts then? And Ram didn't say anything, probably gave an Indian, you know. So then they all became gopis, like that. There are many different groups of gopis, right? There's the Dandakaranya gopis. What else?
Ayodhya
gopis. A lot of them came through Ram's pastimes, and then the Karani and also Ayodhya, and to join Krishna's pastimes. So that's how we see it. You know? Yeah. And the Apsara gopis. Yeah. Bimal gopis. Bimal gopis are Ayodhya gopis. Yeah. Yeah. Okay? That's okay?
Huh? The Upanishad gopis.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard about those gopis. But it's a pretty big place, though. Yeah.
Prabhupada is not saying, he's saying one should not concentrate on those forms. One should not, I mean, he's not saying use them to.
We got a lawyer here. What does it say? The Lord Himself, but the devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna.
Yeah, but
what form was that?
Parthasarathi.
Huh? It's more complicated here now. Any other question? Yeah. Just confused, yeah. But yeah, that's how a devotee sees different incarnations of Krishna in this sense, like that. Yeah. There are many descriptions like this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah? So we see Lord Nrisimhadeva. He's an expansion of Krishna. But these leelas are so, you know, they're we forget that. You know, when Radha and Krishna are playing as Sita and Ram, they forget that they're Radha and Krishna. Yeah? Yeah? And they, you know, it's like, you know, when you get an operating system, the operating system loads on as much as it needs, and it kind of forgets it has any more, but a little thing there it remembers, like when it needs more, it gets more, but everything else, yeah. So they forget everything, they forget all these pastimes, Yoga Maya, yeah? And they're playing as Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad, you know. One time, Krishna showed himself as Mahavishnu, and then Radharani then took the position of Lakshmi, like that, and Balaram took the position of. Where did that happen? Where's that? I'm not going to go to Pricum with you. We get lost forever, never come back out. Yeah, man. Actually, it's not here.
Yes, it is.
I see it. Where is it?
On the top, right next to Hodor.
Yeah,
on the top.
Where? Oh, Sheshashai, way up there. Okay, my God, that was over here. Okay, I got the navigator here. So very, very top, just to the right of Hodai, is Sheshashai. Yeah. It's a very little village, very nice, tiny little village. Maybe even no electricity. I don't know if the electricity is that's pretty recent. And there's a beautiful little pond there, which was the Shir Kund, and very old deity. The temple built, I don't know, maybe 200 years old or something like that. And probably the same temple Lord Chaitanya went to 500 years ago, and probably the same pujari, smoking bidis, passing out Charanamrita. Yeah, you know. And devotees chanting like that, and there's kerosene lanterns. There's no... electricity, so you see the long shadows on the wall like that, and it could be 500 years ago. It's just like timeless there. Yeah. Yeah.
There's also a very nice verse in the Rupa Goswami's Padyavali.
Yeah?
Where Mother Yashoda is telling Ramlila to the baby Krishna.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
The bedtime story. And
he's yeah? Thinking, yeah?
You know, and she thinks it should calm him down instead. He's like,
Yeah. And then she's... He's giving monkey to all the monkeys. Yogurt to all the monkeys. And she keeps going, why do you keep doing this? You know, like that, you know? And he says, oh, because in my last lifetime, they all helped me so much. You know? And I couldn't repay them. I was very poor at that time. But now I'm very rich, like that, you know? And so just see how eagerly they're coming with their hands out to get a reward from me. Like, how can I refuse them? Like that, you know? Somebody showed us wondering, what is this child? Yeah, you know? From yogurt. So this is the ultimate goal. In some ways Krishna consciousness is very simple. Our process is to transfer ourselves to Vrindavan Dham, like that. And it's 90 kilometers south of Delhi. It's the embassy, it's the doorway. It's like here, if you want to go to India, where do you go? You go to the airport. Right? Yeah? Like that. So if you want to go back to the spiritual world, you can go to Vrindavan Dham, or you go to the temple, like that. Yeah? Or you make someplace into a temple by chanting. This is a special benediction of the age of Kali. Practically speaking, without engaging in chanting Hare Krishna or worshiping God through hymns and prayers, It's very difficult to appreciate these holy places. They're covered over more and more because of the Kali Yuga like that. In different ages, this was the process of worship. Go to the temple, worship the deity, the form in the temple. But in Kali Yuga, all these things become very easily contaminated. So Muhammad came and had to stop all this, you know, idolatry and doing horrible things in the name of deity worship like that. We never do it ourselves until we're purified enough by chanting, hearing, chanting, shravanam, kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Prahlad Maharaj identifies 9 different types of service to Krishna. What is devotional service? We said there's 9 limbs. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, sadasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, akhinivedanam. So the first sphere for everybody. Everybody can hear about God. We're doing it now. This is devotional service. This is service to Krishna, hearing, you know, logically. Hearing, then once you hear something, somebody else may ask you, well, what is devotional service? You say, well, it's hearing. You know, you maybe remember 7 of them, you can't remember the other 2, so you go back and hear again. You know, because when you repeat it or explain it, then you see if you actually know it or not. You see, well, oh, no, you know. So hearing, chanting, and then shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, meditation. You know, when you can explain these things nicely, then you can, like, you know, meditate on them, think about them. An automobile, how does it work? You hear, you explain to other people, and then finally you got it all, you know, clear, and then you can, you know, think about it, meditate on it like that. And different levels of smaranam. And when we perfect smaranam, no more punarjanma. There's no more coming back to the material world. Whatever, if you take a Stanga yoga system, Hatha yoga system, any system, you have to go through these steps, this process. It's just like if you want to get steam and you got ice, you have to go through a process. You got to melt it. You have to turn it to vapor. And it's not because it's Russian ice or German ice or Hindu ice. No. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, Muslim, you know, yogi or whatever you're following. The same steps are there. So you have to come to this point of meditation. Okay? In Isaiah, in the Bible, it says, thou shalt keep in perfect freedom him whose mind is stayed in thee. So the mind has to be fixed. You know, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Right? So the different processes, and then what is going to Vrindavan? Devotees here have gone on this parikrama. You go all the way around in like 1 month, visiting all the holy places on the edge of Vrindavan and meditating on Krishna's pastimes, chanting, praying, like that. So which of the 9 processes is this?
Smaranam?
No. I think it's padasevanam. Yeah, going on a parikrama and going to the temples like that. It's service like that. Yeah. So here we have the guidebook from the last Brajmandal Parikrama, sponsored by ISKCON, String Kartik, like that. And it describes all the calendar, you know, it's Hindi, you know, where they're going like that. So this roughly, it's a calendar here. Where do we start? ISKCON, Krishna Balaram Mandir. Where's that? Vrindavan. Where's Vrindavan? Okay, found it. Just north of Mathura, on the river Jamuna. Like that. So the first day we marched from Vrindavan to Mathura, some of us. Gopal got on a rickshaw one time, I saw him. He was smaller though, like that. Smaller guy then, you know. Yeah. So we go to Mathura, and we go to all the places there. We see where Krishna was born, beautiful big temple, Jambabhumi. And we see where Krishna killed Kamsa, Kubja's house, the Brahmacharya stay outside, like that. Then we go out down to... That's not here. We go to Maruvan. It's very close, you know. Then we go through, I think, Kumudvan and come on up to, somewhere here, up here, near Daitya. Yeah. Daitya, in between, see Govardhan Hill? Mm-hmm. So you go down south around, down to Maruvan. The third day we're up at Daitya near there, which is Shantanukund. Where Maharaj Santanu did austerities to get Bhishma as a son like that. Then we start to take the straight walk right into Govardhan, and then Govardhan Hill. Then we stay there for 3 days. One day we go all the way around Govardhan, so many pastimes. Hantayam adhar abala haridas avarya. Gopis say, dear friend, just see this Govardhan, he's the best devotee. He gets beautiful fruits, roots, flowers. He pleases Krishna's cows. And he's in ecstasy because Krishna's walking on his body like that. So many stories, pastimes, songs, books about the glories of Govardhan. And so many people have stayed there, you know, for thousands of years. So one day going around Govardhan, one day going around Radhakund, where Radharani and Krishna have their most confidential pastimes, is in Govardhan. Then we take off from the center of Govardhan, we take the death march of Dig, right? It's like one, it's on the highway the whole way like this. Yeah? It's just, you know, not through the fields or forests, just march on the highway like that. You know, oh my God, you know. Asphalt. They finally come into Dig and you're in the Rajasthani desert by then. And some places along the way. And there's not much in Dig in terms of pastimes, activities. But there's a book by David Haberman, professor, and he gives all the medieval history. And there appeared to be one baron like there who was here. His name was Jat. It was one Jat guy. And they were so powerful. The palace is still there. The fortress is still there. The British kept coming down and to bring him under submission. But he was just so tough that three times he repulsed their attacks. And they thought, well, God, it's not worth it to bring a whole army to conquer this guy. Other problems. And he's not bothering anybody. We can pass through here like that. And he collects some taxes. But okay, you know, peace. So he remained there. And he was a person who then... they were responsible for building many temples in Vrindavan and a lot of support like that. So from there we go to Badrinath. See Badri? Nanda Baba was a good Hindu. He was going to go to Badrinath, Dwarka, Puri, and he's all ready to pack up to go and go traveling for months. And then Krishna comes, little baby Krishna, and says, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm leaving Vrindavan." He says, "Oh, don't do that. No, don't leave Vrindavan. But anyway, we have to go to Badrinath. We're good Hindus." And Krishna says, "No, everything's here in Vrindavan." You know, "What do you mean? Everything is here. Come with me. So he's walking. And when you're walking like this, it seems like you're going to the Himalaya Mountains. It's just the strangest thing. There's white clouds and sheep and everything else. You finally get there. So that's the original Badri. From there, the one in the Himalaya Mountains expands from this one, like that. It's a very beautiful, austere place. Deity of Uddhava and Vyasadeva, like that. So next day, we go all the way down to Kamyavan. And that's where, again, Krishna had pastimes as Ram, and so many pastimes. There are different activities. The cowherd boys would play there. You know, there's a deity of Vrindadevi there. All the rest of the deities, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, they were all leaving Vrindavan to go across the desert to Rajasthan to be safe from the harassment from these different Muslims. So they started to lift them up and carry them. It was no problem. But Vrindadevi, you know, they couldn't lift her. Before, two people would carry her, then now eight people couldn't lift her, right? So finally it's discovered that, okay, Krishna's going to leave Vrindavan. He's such a rascal, you know. But Vrindadevi's not going to leave. So they disguise the deity so the Muslims wouldn't bother her. And she's still there like that. Vrinda Maharani ki.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here? Kamyavan 2. Barsana. Radharani ki jai.
Radharani ki jai.
Maharani ki jai. Maharani ki jai. Barsana Bali ki dai dai dai. See, you just go east, west, east straight. And Radharani grew up there, like that. She wasn't born there, she grew up there. Then we go north to Nandagaon, Nanda Maharaj's village. And of course, in between there's a place where they used to meet. Radha and Krishna used to sneak out, teenagers, right? And have Coca-Cola and watch movies, you know, like that. Then from there we go north to Kokilvan. I guess we go to Thukoshi, and we cross the river of death there, the highway. So we all get across. Then north to Seshashai on the railroad track, and that's where Krishna showed the pastimes, in a very remote, simple place. So nice. Then we go from there over to the Jamuna and along the bank of the Jamuna, and we come to Shirgar. See there? Before that, what is it? Where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes?
Shirgat.
It's on there, on the Jamuna. On down to Shirgar, spend one day there. Then we go on down more, we come to Nandagat. See it there? Yeah, and that's where we cross the Jamuna. That's where Nanda Maharaj got captured by the constables of Varuna and taken off, and Krishna had to go rescue him. So we cross the river there, and usually somebody tries to drown themselves in the river. A couple times. No, they're strong swimmers and they think they can do it, but two years people almost drown like that. So now I tell people, please don't try and swim across, no matter how strong you think you are.
Well, I did this time.
Yeah, but this year you could walk across, right? It's cheating. Yeah, yeah.
It's easy for him because he'd rested up on that rickshaw.
Yeah, other side. That was 20 years ago. So now we're on the opposite side of the river. How many major forests are there in Vrindavan? Okay. And on this side, they belong to who? On the western bank, they belong to? Krishna. On the eastern side, they belong to? Balaram. Seven belong to Krishna, and five belong to Balaram. So when you cross over the river, somebody will say, Krishna Kanaya. No, Dauji Kabaya. Yeah, you better answer that way, brother. You're in trouble. Take you off and wrestle with you until you, learn what to say properly like that. They take all these things seriously there. Vrijabhasis, they're all born there because Krishna wants to be born there. You know? They're full of Krishna consciousness. So then there's so many forests like that along the side, and visiting Bilvan, Srivan, Lohavan, Bandarvan. And all the way down to the very, very bottom, there's Baladeo. It's the biggest deity in Vrindavan, the deity of Balaram. And his wife is there. Who did Balaram marry? Vibhati. So deity of her there. But she was very big because she came from the Satya Yuga. So Balaram stepped on her toes and took his plow and brought her down to size like that. Yeah. And then we go north to Ravel, to Gokul. And Ravel's right in the bank just below Mathura. And that's where Radharani was born, appeared. Then we cross back over to Mathura. Every night camping out, sleeping, walking, about 450 kilometers. 15 kilometers a day times 30. Yeah. It's about 450 kilometers on your poor feet after that. But when devotee, what's his name? Hari Sori. He was with us one time, and after about 2-3 days, he said, look at my hands. And his hands were shaking like that. And he said, usually I'm on the computer about 4 or 5 hours a day. And he said, I haven't touched the computer for 4 or 5 days, and my hands are starting to go through. It's like it's withdrawal, you know. But you feel that. You feel that. Other parikramas, they go out on buses and come back. But this, you don't go back. And you start dreaming about rope, dirt, you know, cows, you know. It's very, you know, you have to go out in the bushes to evacuate, you know. I remember three devotees had been German infantry soldiers, you know, before they became devotees. This is about 5 years ago. Yeah. And one of my disciples was a Green Beret from Spain. I asked him, he confirmed this. And they said, if you can do this, you can be a German infantry soldier, you know, in terms of like. I asked him that question. He said, well, yeah, we did something more intense, but never really anything harder than this, like that. Because every day you're walking barefoot, and you start to eat, the food is actually quite nice in some ways. So if you eat too much, then your body gets diarrhea because it can't digest it. You know, but it says, you know, look, I can run the locomotion system, or I can run the digestive system, but I can't run both. So you make your choice. You know? So I'm just dumping all this out right now until you make your choice. You know? So it's very mechanical, you know. But then you stop eating, you have no energy. You have hard work to do. So you really start to understand, what do I need to eat really for energy? Not just because it tastes nice or this or that. You really start to just understand your body as a machine and just how to use it as a machine, you know. And there's no toilet facilities, so you walk off in the bushes with your buckets, you know. So after the first few days, all the ladies maintain their appearance and their mascara and everything else. But after about 4 or 5 days, all the ladies also look like German infantry soldiers. Okay, you know, Fraulein Arruda, just, you know, marching off into the bushes with four of them with their buckets, and, you know. And, you know, it's very, all the passion, you know, goes away. There's no room for passion there. This is very nice, just for sadhana bhakti. You know. Supa Goswami is explaining, the beginning is this Vaidhi Bhakti. The beginning is the question, do I want to become a devotee or not? You know, okay, I want to become a devotee. Okay, then there's Vaidhi Bhakti, following rules, regulations. Every day somebody goes around. What was the wake-up call this year?
Oh, they didn't have one. Oh,
okay, sometimes they have a guy with Jeev Jaga. Last year the guy with the flute.
Yeah, he didn't come this year.
Okay. Usually someone goes around and starts waking everybody up, and there's Mangala Arati, very regular instructions, pack up, hit the road, same time, walking, visit places, take breakfast. It's very regulated. Find the camp, you know, find your sleep, some place to sleep, wash your clothes. And very simple things, you know, wash my clothes, you know. And it's an afternoon class, you know. And so because Vaidhi Bhakti, very regular, very regular. Then after that comes, after Vaidhi Bhakti comes? Yeah, Raganuga. What does that mean? What does Raganuga mean?
In Vrindavan, there are Krishna's eternal associates.
Ragatmika devotees.
Ragatmika devotees.
Yeah.
When we get lobha, when we get greed to follow their mood, then we become Raganuga.
We're seeing. Well, how does how does Krishna do this? Friends do this. How does this and that? So you're trying to imitate the example, trying to do your service, chant Hare Krishna. And one time we were coming into Mathura, the Parikrama, and some people were looking at us very like angry eyes. Other people like kind of happy. And I was leading. I was thinking, well, I'm kind of fighting. Well, who are we? And I think, we're the Cowherd Boys, coming into Vrindavan with Krishna and Balaram, Gornatai, they're here. That's Gornatai, they're Krishna and Balaram. So some people wanted Krishna to come up to Mathura, and some people didn't want him to come to Mathura like that. Some were angry and some were friendly, Some were followers of Kamsa and some weren't. So I was sort of chanting in that mood like that and coming in and looking at these angry people like, I'm not afraid of you, Krishna and Balaram are with us, like that, So this is more. This is the beginning of raga anuga. You're chanting, but now you're thinking like in the mood of the Cowherd Boys, and you're coming into Mathura, and that stimulates bhava. Real sentiments start to come. Not just like you're imitating, but now your real sentiments start to come out as a real jiva soul who loves Krishna eternally. But they're not continuous. They're not all pure. It's like the fire started, but it's not really needs like. Get some more wood before you can call it a real steady fire. It's not matches anymore. Now it's a real fire, bhava bhakti. But it's got to be really careful and not too much wood. So then there's a different yoga at that level. And then finally, so this is good for all these things. And Rajamanda Parikrama is good for all these things, different levels. Just one doctor came along with us. He was a surgeon, head of a department of surgery. Someplace, I've got one Gurjarat. And somebody commissioned to come along. Remember Dr. Bhatt? Remember him? Dr. Bhatt, kind of big guy?
Yeah.
And so he, at the end of the parikrama, we have our realizations, like what you, and he said, actually he said, people are talking about their experiences of love of Krishna and all these things. And I said, I didn't really have any of these things, but I think that, that they're possible. And I was chanting. I could see that actually these things are possible. He said, for me, what my experience was, I've always lived like, in a rich family and grown up. I got a good job and always had a water heater and all these things, and someone to drive my car. And he said, I never thought you could live like this, with such few possessions, and bathing in a bucket, and nobody to take care of you. And he said, that's, other people got other things, but he said, for me, it's a very valuable thing that I got this experience that you can live very simply and be happy like that. And from the back of my mind, I was always thinking I had to go to work and make money, because if I didn't make money, then I'd be poor and I would suffer. But I could see, that if you have some kind of like, higher internal life, you can live very simply like that and very peacefully like that. Just a few things. So different people, right? Get different things out of the parikrama like that. So any other comments, questions? Experience a whole book full of pictures here, right? Like that. This is Gopal. All your pictures?
No, this is
half.
Half of it.
Oh, who's the other half?
I took all of them.
I see all your pictures. That happened. My gosh. Wow.
So you have as many pictures that aren't in this book.
Wow. Well, it's Govardhan Puja. They aren't labeled. Yeah. Just scan them all. There's two. There's some Rajbasis looking at Gopal there. There's some more over here, right? I see Kachor. Tears too easy. So this song we're singing here, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, it's all about Vrindavan Dham. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was in South India traveling, and he stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta and Prabodhananda, his brother, and they were the head priests of Ranganath, of Sri Rangam. Very high class, South Indian family. And Venkata Bhatta's son became Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. So his brother then became a Gaudiya Vaishnava. He said, I was raised up in the opulent worship of Lakshmi and Narayan, Aishwarya Bhava. But while I was being trained up in this and spending my years in this worship of God, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sarapa Shanti Surayo, with fat Brahmins sweating ghee, chanting mantras and offering fire to Vishnu like that. So while I was engaged in this Aishwarya Bhava, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were drowning in Madhurya Ras. Vanchitoshmi. I was cheated. So he became Gaudiya Vaishnava. And he wrote so many beautiful poems and everything else. He's a great scholar, a great poet about Lord Chaitanya. But he also wrote Vrindavan Dham Mahimamrita. Same as here. But he wrote Shatakas, 100 verses, you know, glorifying Vrindavan Dham. But he wrote what we have. He wrote what we have, what he wrote, is 18 Shatakas, which is how many verses? 1,800 verses like that. This is the first one. We read a little bit here just to get some idea. So he's an incarnation. Radharani expands herself. She wants to cook for Krishna. She wants to dance for Krishna. She wants to sing for Krishna. She wants to decorate for Krishna all at the same time. So what does she do? She explodes. As eight principal gopis. What are the names of the eight principal gopis for 2,000 points?
Of course, Lalita Vishaka.
Rangadevi. Chitragopi. Tungavidya. Sudevi. Rangadevi. Champakalata. And Induleka. And they all have their villages around Varsana, too. So he's an incarnation of Tungavidya. What does Tungavidya mean? Tunga? Apex, the peak, perfection of knowledge. Shri Radha Murli Manohara Padambojam Sadabhavayam Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabho Padaraja Svatmanam Eva Param Srimad Bhagavat Ottamam Guna Nidim Ati Adarad Anaman Srim Srivindavana Divya Vaibhavam Aham Stotra Muda Parabdeng. Meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Murli Manohar, this is 500 years ago, placing myself at the dust of Lord Chaitanya's feet and respectfully offering obeisances to all the great devotees of the Lord who are so many oceans of transcendental virtues, I, Prabodhananda Saraswati, shall now happily begin to praise the transcendental opulences of Sri Vrindavan Dham. You know Sanskrit? No Sanskrit? I don't want Sanskritist. Since he was like 5 years old, he said, this is tough. He didn't appreciate devotees, you know, our movements, Bengali. But he started reading these things, and he said, this is very profound, you know. These are our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Ishepi yasya mahimam rita vari rase param prayatam analam bata tatra kenya. I am not strong enough to go to the farther shore of the great nectarian ocean of the glories of Vrindavan Dham. Who can go there? However, because I love Vrindavan, I will now dip into that ocean, and I pray that this endeavor may become successful and bring about auspicious results. O Sri Vrindavan, please reveal in my heart your most wonderful transcendental form, full of the most confidential spiritual knowledge and bliss. Embarrassed to describe is the highest nectar, the Upanishads only say, not this, not this. Where are you described? Day and night I glorify Vrindavan, which is filled with the wonders of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's pastimes, the wonder, the greatest sweetness, the ultimate nectar of Lord Hari, the sweetest, most beautiful auspiciousness, and a flood of virtues that even Ananta, Sesha, and Lord Shiva cannot cross over. Think of Vrindavan with love. Roll in its dust. Love it ardently. Please its moving and non-moving residence. Worship Sri Radha's birthplace. With all your heart, take shelter of Sri Vrindavan, the best of all holy places. If the Vedanta does not describe Vrindavan directly, why should that matter to me? If the faulty logicians who are like serpents living in the Vedic literatures ignore Vrindavan, why should I care? Even if the devotees of the Lord do not understand the glories of Vrindavan, how does that affect me? Even if my heart were pierced by thousands of thunderbolts, I would not leave Vrindavan. I meditate on Vrindavan where cuckoos sing the fifth note. The flute plays splendid melodies. Peacocks sing and dance, vines and trees bloom, splendid and charming forests are wonderful with many birds and deers, and there are many splendid lakes and streams and hills. The transcendental subtle expansive Brahman effulgence, which is the secondary cause of the material creation, is last. Before it is Vaikuntha, and then Dwarka, then Krishna's birthplace Mathura, and then Krishna's Vrindavan, the shelter of the Sarabi cows, and first is the place in Vrindavan forest where the gopis enjoyed pastimes. Now, I go on here. He goes on and on. He's a fanatic. Some of them are like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram.
Did I understand you correctly that we don't have the complete work? We only have...
No, we have, well, there's, well, we have 18 of them, but there may be more.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Today or tomorrow, this worthless material body will leave me, and all the material happiness connected with it. Because material happiness is temporary, it should be understood to be only a mirage of real happiness. Oh, my mind, please abandon this false happiness and enjoy the real, eternal happiness of devotional service in the land of Vrindavan. Hmm. Yeah. May I love Vrindavan, where at the base of Kadamba trees on the cool shore of the Jamuna, a dark-complexioned, amorous, divine youth dressed in yellow garment plays a flute as he glances at Sri Radha's, you know, lotus face. You may experience happiness or distress. You may know fame or infamy. The lowest persons may insult you, or saintly devotees may praise you. You may know poverty or great wealth. You may obtain all valuable things, or you may not obtain anything. Whatever position your past or pious or impious deeds have placed you in, just make Vrindavan Dham your life and soul. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Forget everything you've ever seen. Remember the fair and dark divine couple that pains Kamadev. Flee the common people and go to transcendental Vrindavan. Where is it? I like one couple of them is very, very special here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Oh friend, when will you die? Do you know? Do not even infants sometimes die unexpectedly? With clear intelligence, without attachment to the body and senses, without stopping to think, run to Vrindavan Dham. He's still standing here. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's a couple of they're all very nice, but this is one of the couple I like. They finish. Friend, don't try to be popular. Treat the senses roughly. Break the love of this world. Don't be attached to wife, children, friends, family, relatives. Friend, desiring to stay until the body perishes, reside in Vrindavan Dham. Oh well, I can't find him. He says, some liberation is running after your feet to touch your feet, but still he goes to hell. Right? He's acquired a priceless Chintamani gem, but he throws it in the ocean. By his service and austerities, he's made the Supreme Lord his submissive servant, but still he becomes the lowest dog. This is the situation of somebody who, once having attained Vrindavan, leaves it. Right? Once you have seen the beauty of Vrindavan Dham, if you desire to go to any other place and reside, you're like somebody who knowingly rejects Mahaprasadam to eat the excrement of a dog. So when you're walking in Vrindavan, you're reading these things, it's like, you know, it's much more intense, no? So this is our yoga. And Lord Chaitanya has made it so easy for us. Just by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda, and following it with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. You can appreciate all these things and see all these things like that. That's revealed. And so whether you go to Vrindavan Dham, everybody should go there. You're saying, forget everything, go there. I went there the first time in 1978. And I've been a devotee for 4 years, and I could appreciate, you know, some of the wonders. And I thought, I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to starve to death here, go hide in the forest, and you know. But I was thinking, well, if I go back, then I can tell other people, like that. So that's our motivation then to go out to become more purified. Because everything you desire in Vrindavan becomes a reality. You know, it's a very dangerous place. Mother Ruby Moragas, one of our devotees from Chile, South America, she went there. And Prabhupada said, control your senses very, very well in Vrindavan and stay there. It's very purifying. But as soon as you start to lose control of your senses, you become greedy, angry, frustrated. He said, get out. The reactions are intense, immediate. So she went through the whole parikrama. Her husband had been a colonel in the Chilean army. But then they got divorced, maybe 10 years before, 12 years, and some other. And she did, kept company with a couple other men, but nothing ever developed from anything. She was always feeling unhappy, kind of like that, you know. So this one, she's leaving, she said, okay, people say that whatever you pray for in Vrindavan becomes reality. Okay, so she prayed to Radharani, she said, you got to understand, you're a girl like me, and I'm feeling unhappy, no one loves me, and this and that, you know. So anyway, so she said, okay, I did that, you know. So she came back and landed in Chile, and got off the airplane. There's her children waiting, her family, and her former husband, like that, with a bouquet of flowers. And the airport in front of everybody kneels down in front of her and says, I've never loved anyone but you my whole life. Please accept me back. You know? So she starts crying, he starts crying, the family starts crying, everybody in the airport starts crying. Like that. And she stopped chanting her rounds. You know, like that. Anyway, but many stories like that, and people... You know, so it's very, go there, and maybe you're not purified. You can stay for some time, but you're controlling yourself, but you have these desires. Okay, I know I want to come here, but I have to go outside for a while and smoke a cigarette, something. So you become purified, engaging in different activities. Prabhupada says every single one of our temples, every corner of our temples is Vaikuntha. He says, maybe he says Vrindavan also, but Rukhi says it. Every corner of our temples is Vaikuntha. So come to the temple, right? Or make your home a temple. You know, sacrifice your... One devotee, he had his Krishna in the closet underneath the staircase. I don't know if you have him here or not. It's very common. They have a nice place, So a sannyasi came there. It was Mahavishnu Swami, Indian sannyasi. And he said, oh, and he saw his altar. He said, whose house is this? He said, oh, it's Krishna's house. So why is he living in the closet then? And he said, oh, I thought about it, So then he moved Krishna right into the best room, and then we're all servants of Krishna, his house, and we're supposed to cook for him and dress him and everything like that. So yeah, you can make your house into Vrindavan. Especially if you chant Maha Mantra morning and evening for some time like that. It's austerity, it's a dirt chant for some time, And then it becomes Vrindavan, But Vrindavan Dham is also Vrindavan Dham. In some ways, it's not as good because it's difficult. So many things covering over there, and pigs and robbers and asphalt highways and stuff. But this, it's all. We should do all these things. We should go to Vrindavan. We should build a temple. We should chant Hare Krishna, and gradually we begin to realize these things. We'll realize we're not the body, and we have to be intelligent. We have to be human beings. We have to think about things, right? And then we begin to understand. Okay, we have to do our duty in life, but for Krishna, right? And you go through stages like that. Until finally we're playing with Krishna, like that. And the Prabhupada says, every time you go to the temple and just pay your obeisances, or you look at the Bhagavad Gita every morning, read maybe one shlok, like that. So every little thing you do like that is counted, like that. It says punya kriti kriti, little pious activity, little pious activity, but eternal, Punya kriti kriti, he says, you're accumulating. He says, and one day you will play with Krishna. And he's giving him away. One day you will play with Krishna. Fixed fact, determined. Punya kriti kriti. Right? Okay, Vrindavan Dham ki.
Yeah.
See any realizations? See any comments you want to make? What do you think? You want to go back again? Okay. Right. Are you going to take everybody else with you?
I would like to.
All right. How much does it cost?
It cost me $1,300.
Aha, I tricked you there, see. Prabhupada says you can't go there by buying a railroad ticket. Yes. How do you go to Vrindavan?
Oh, just, train to Radharani.
Yeah? Yeah?
There's a lot of people, they try to go and they can go.
Yeah.
Only by the mercy of Radharani can you actually get there.
Yeah? So how do we show her when? How do we show her we're sincere? What do we have to do to show her we're sincere? But we're going to serve Krishna when we get there.
We have to serve Krishna, be a servant.
Yeah? Yeah? So what should we do every day?
Sadhana, sadhana bhakti.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Grow Tulsi. That's nice, huh? She's very merciful. Yeah. Get up early. You know, before your day starts, take some time to be a human being, think about things, read books, do a job, like that. You know? And then she sees, oh, this person wants to serve Krishna. Doesn't want to cause a disturbance, like that. Many people go to Vrindavan to enjoy themselves. They go to, want to go and air condition. Some, you know, it's like going to do said. What's it called? Tourist vacation? They have this now in India. They advertise like that. Some of the Tirtha vacations. Yeah. So you go to Vrindavan, they have, you know, Sham Dom, your guest house, air conditioned, bar, you know, like this. They see it advertised like that. Yeah. And you go there, then you go to the holy places and buy toys for your children and, you know, tell the sadhu, hey, sadhu, give me a cold drink. But give one for yourself, too. You know. But even still, there's benefit. They have some, you know, some experience like that. You know, like that. Yeah. But we should go to serve, like that. Yeah. Service. Any comments?
Yeah. When you get there, you actually realize that you know, the Krishna's lila is so immense. And you just feel like a tiny, you know, like a little tiny particle.
Yeah.
You realize that, you know, this is such a long way to get there.
Yeah.
You actually get the realization that, you know, sitting here you think, oh, I'm a very advanced devotee. You get there and you realize it's so far away to get there, you know.
Yeah.
Because
one devotee was Vyas, big Sankirtan devotee, French Canadian. He was a brahmachari, went the first time with the party devotees from, you know, from Canada. And they checked into the guest house, you know, brahmachari ashram and our temple, ISKCON temple. And he thought, okay, now I'm going to go out and preach to the Vrijbasis, like that, you know. So he went out with books, and first guy he stopped and said, this is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that, you know. And the Vrijbasis said, no, you don't understand. Here, Krishna's one of us. She ran back into the temple. He was sitting behind the gate, like looking out at the people going by, like that. You know, I was just, wow, I'm way out of my league here. You know? Yeah, and just yeah. You know, realize the Vrijbasis, they've gone through everything we've gone through. You know, at least that much. Now they're there. You know, to be a pig in Vrindavan, right? It's like more fortunate to be the mayor of Boise, Idaho, to be a pig in Vrindavan, right?
Governor of Idaho,
even.
Or to have your picture taken with the governor.
Yeah, have your picture taken with a pig in Vrindavan. Vrijbasis. Yeah. Yeah, something's happening. That's why they're there. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the comments. Vrindavan Leela is unlimited.
But after some time, I mean, we were feeling that living like that, living in such a simple way, was actually the best type of enjoyment.
Oh, yes.
We were having such a fun time, you know. It would be dark in the morning, and we would go out, fill up our buckets with the pump.
Yeah.
You know, and then on the way, you know, we would be sleeping right next to the buffaloes.
Yeah.
Someone would crash into a buffalo.
Yeah.
It would wake up very disgusted. You know?
Yeah.
And then, as after time went, once we got out of our conditioning, you know,
yeah,
our conditioning of how life should be,
yeah,
you know, with machines and cars, and then after that, it was so wonderful. We were hoping it would never end. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't have to. He says in here, eat the trees, that leaves that fall from the trees. Drink as much Jamuna water as you want. Aren't there caves where you can sleep? Every now and then go into the village to beg a little bit. And the Vrijbasis will give you so much. He's begging, hey, Rod, hey, Jai Rod, hey, come on, give you some roti like that. Make the change, right? Mataji, an old sari wandering around. Where did she go? She's gone.
And then at night we would all come together and sing the Dhammadarasika prayers.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And the moon, you know, and it is like here in the city, we don't see any stars.
Oh, God. Wow.
It's just like, you know, you just look at the sky for 2 hours.
Especially Sheshashai. I went out. That's where it's Mahavishnu. I mean, because it's Mahavishnu. You walk out there, it's a little village, it's nothing. So you look up and the stars are like, it's like terrifying. Yeah, and you begin to think, and all of a sudden, like, you're going to see, like, suddenly this thing is going to open up and it's going to be the, you know, the Shirgar Ocean and Mahavishnu will be there and, you know, a million times the size of New York City. And like, you know. Yeah, just have his, you know, yeah. And Dab and Dab could die. So, well, tomorrow night, we'll go on with this theme tomorrow night. So let's finish off again. We can sing a little bit more. We'll finish off then. It's getting late. So let's sing some more of the Dab and Dab Himamrita here. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinata Madana Mohan Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govinda Jaya Mina Jaya Jaya Mahava Kaisi Gata Bansi Gata Vrada Sakana Jaha Sava Lila Koyla Srinanda Nanda Shri Nanda Yashoda Jaya Jaya Nanda Yeah Shri Damari Jaya Jaya Devi Vatsada Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtira Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiram Nandari Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Marg Jaya Jaya Krishna Shaka Bhakti Jalai Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rahi Nandan Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Basi Jaka Jaya Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Madhakanya Dhan Bhakti Te Dhahara Palo Govinda Charan Bhakti Te Dhahara Palo Govinda Charan Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radhishan Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarvamanala Jaya 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 Rasa Sarvasa Sar Parakiya Bhava Jaya Brajate Pacha Shri Jarama Paraparma Stariya Ismaran Dina Krishna Dasa Kahe Nama Sankirtan Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madhava Mohan
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Maranamohan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Maranamohan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dama Ki Jai. Thank you all very much. Pretty good. Tomar Prasadam? Tomar Prasadam Ki? Yeah.